in connection with his subject, the Shepherd of Israel. Our brother Bill Rott has asked that we read John chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. John 10, 1 through 16. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now let us give our attention to Brother Bill Rott on the Shepherd of Israel.
Thank you, Brother Dan. Shepherding is among the oldest occupations known of, beginning some 5,000 years ago, or even the beginning of Scripture in the area. Sheep were kept for their milk, for their meat, and especially their wool. Over the next 1,000 years, sheep and shepherding spread throughout the Eurasia area. Some sheep were integrated in the family farm along with other animals such as chickens and pigs. To maintain a large flock, the sheep must be able to move from pasture to pasture. This required the development of an occupation separate from that of the farmer. The duty of shepherds was to keep the flock intact, protect it from predators, and guide it to market areas in time for shearing. And in ancient times, shepherds also commonly milked their sheep and made cheese from this milk, but few shepherds do this today. In many societies, shepherds were an important part of the economy. Unlike farmers, shepherds were often wage earners, being paid to watch the sheep of others. Shepherds also lived apart from society, being largely nomadic. It was mainly a job of solitary males without children, and new shepherds thus needed to be recruited externally. Shepherds were most often the younger sons of farming peasants who did not inherit any land. In other societies, each family would have a family member to shepherd its flock, often a child, youth, or an elder who couldn't help much with harder work. These shepherds were fully integrated into society. The duties of a shepherd in an unenclosed country like Palestine was very onerous. In early morning, he led forth the flock from the fold, marching at its head to the spot where they were to be pastured. Here he watched them all day, taking care that none of the sheep strayed. And if any for a time eluded his watch and wandered away from the rest, seeking diligently till he found and brought it back. In those lands, sheep require to be supplied regularly with water. And the shepherd for this purpose has to guide them either to some running stream or to wells dug in the wilderness and furnished with troughs. At night, he brought the flock home to the fold, counting them as they passed under the rod at the door to assure himself that none were missing. Nor did his labors always end with sunset. Often he had to guard the fold through the dark hours from the attack of wild beasts or the wily attempts of the prowling thief. The hymn that we just sang gives us many of these points. It's a very wonderful hymn. And this concept of the shepherd has been known to us from our youth. From the time that many were in Sunday schools cutting out sheep and making little crafts about this story, about the shepherd and the sheep, we have always kind of had a concept of what John is talking about here in these verses. It is quite an extensive study, one that we could spend much time on, but this morning only in brevity. There was an article in the Christadelphian Expositor. This is what it said. The tender solicitude of a shepherd for his flock aptly illustrates the care which Yahweh exercises in the affairs of his people, as shown by his dealings with the people of Israel. He guided them to pastures and fed them with his word. He protected them against the wild beast or the Gentiles which would devour them, whilst disciplining them in love when such was needed. He taught them to hearken to his voice and provided under shepherds who would teach them what was required. One of those under shepherds was David, the shepherd boy that became shepherd king. He chose David also as servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed, or the word Hebrew word shepherd, Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he fed, or shepherded, them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. In Psalm 78, David experienced the anxious care of a true shepherd for the sheep. He knew how the shepherd had to anticipate the needs of the flock, how he had to watch over its welfare, guard it from danger, deny himself for its sake, risk his life in its defense, encourage it with a gentle, caressing voice along the rough and dangerous paths it sometimes had to tread, and lead it to the green fields beyond. He knew, too, how the sheep trusted him, relied upon his guidance, recognized his voice, and responded to it. The sheep lacks the ability to defend itself and is completely reliant upon the shepherd. It is meek and submissive to guidance, but is also susceptible to following a wrong lead. As I read this little passage here that the author has penned, and thought about the aspects of the shepherd and the sheep, how wonderfully appropriate it is to us today. Obviously, we will get into the aspect of Christ being our shepherd, but also, as I read this, it also is true of what we are going through today in our many trials and tribulations. The anxious care of David, the shepherd, for his sheep, anticipating the needs, watching over the welfare, guarding it from danger, risking life for its defense, does that not speak of the ecclesias today and us therein? We have to trust ourselves and our brethren, and especially our Lord Jesus Christ. Rely upon the guidance that He has given us through the Holy Scripture, responding to the voice that He speaks in the book that we call the Bible. We, as sheep, need to be meek and submissive to our Lord's guidance so that we are not susceptible to the thief that will break in and steal. The word shepherd is mentioned about 42 times in 42 different verses in the Scripture, starting in Genesis and through 1 Peter in the New Testament. But most of the references being in this chapter, John, that we just read in these verses. We see the use of the word always referencing more than the generalized use of the term. So when you read, you go through and you read the references regarding the shepherd or shepherding or the shepherds, it's not just talking about the physical, the sheep and the shepherd, and how that naturally goes. Just about almost all of these references refer to something deeper, to something more spiritual. Thus, how we should take the lesson today. I'm going to read about a dozen verses here. Genesis 49:24. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, from thence as the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Numbers 27:17. Which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd. 1 Kings 22:17. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. Isaiah 40:11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Do we not see this today in our dealings with our families and our ecclesias? The young need to be protected. They be gathered up and held and carried. Jeremiah 31:10. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. Ezekiel 34:5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the fields when they were scattered. Ezekiel 34:12. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Ezekiel 34:23. And I will set up one shepherd over them and shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them and he shall be their shepherd. Ezekiel 37:24. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. Mark 6. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Hebrews 13. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And 1 Peter. When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So you see, the type of the shepherd and the sheep has been used throughout Scripture for God's own people, Israel, and for those who have come into the faith. The expositor says this: frequently in Scripture, the word shepherd has been translated fed or feed. Thus, the lips of the righteous feed or shepherd many in Proverbs 10:21. I will give you pastors or shepherds according to mine heart, which shall feed or shepherd you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah 3:15. It was a high and responsible position. The king in Israel was the shepherd of the nation, its servant. He was expected to walk before the people in leadership and example. David was praised for the manner in which he had accomplished this. Thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And Yahweh said to thee, Thou shalt feed or shepherd my people Israel. David was the type of the good shepherd whom Jacob foresaw in his blessing upon Joseph. In Psalm 23:1, Yahweh Roha, Yahweh my shepherd, becomes a divine title anticipating the manifestation of the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd, and providing a contrast to the hirelings that camouflage themselves as shepherds in Israel. Yahweh declared that he was against such pseudo-shepherds and proclaimed his intention to deliver the flock from such, and to set up one shepherd over them, even his servant David, the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would become their shepherd. In our reading of Christ speaking to the Pharisees and people, Jesus sets the stage by recounting a natural event as a parable. Many times he would do this by comparing a natural event, whether it be farming or the grain or, in this case, the shepherd and the sheep, something that they would know intimately, they could identify with, and hopefully they would get the spiritual lesson. But they understood not. So he tells them directly, I am the door of the sheep. Later on, I am the good shepherd, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, the good shepherd of God manifest in the flesh. Isaiah 40, 10 and 11, we read this. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are young. He is the door. I am the door, he says. The one way into the fold. The structure of protection. By me, he states, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. By the process of faith and baptism, we enter into Christ, and with an obedient life in the truth, we shall be saved. The sheepfold is the place where the sheep are collected and defended, primarily at night. The type night of night is self-evident. Darkness all around us. Lack of the knowledge of Yahweh. In the process of filling the earth with His glory, He pulls out a community for His name, which we are a part of, brethren. We have been pulled from the community of humanity into the glorious light of truth for His name. This community is known as the ecclesia, or the fold. What was once the fold for the sheep has now become a well-fortified enclosure of fat wolves and other noxious creatures from whose association the sheep of the flock have fled in panic long ago. The Word of God does not justify any hope of truly dwelling in safety until the great shepherd of the sheep himself arrives. Until then, the small communities that compromise the one fold form the house or fold of Yahweh from the passing generations until now, until at the appointed time be gathered from the accomplished ages of their probation and set in his appointed place in the happy day when there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We are the sheep. Christ says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. We understand the aspect of the sheep are totally dependent upon the shepherd for their lives each and every day. Christ himself, as the Lamb of God, the offerer of a willing sacrifice, which is our duty to sacrifice our flesh and be harmless in our demeanor like the sheep. The sheep shall hear his voice. And he calleth us own sheep by name and leadeth them out. In John 10, verses 4 and 5, we reread, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Now you notice he doesn't drive them. He leads them. I think pretty much all other creatures are driven, are they not? Cattle, rams, you know, other things. But sheep, they've always been led. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. If they've ever been amongst sheep, a flock of sheep, and you go toward them to pet them or do whatever, what happens? They scatter. They don't want anything to do with you typically. They're smart. The spiritual meaning is plain. Hebrews 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. 2 Timothy 3, starting at verse 15. That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, the voice of God, the voice of Christ, the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. Christ is a shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, who offered himself as a sacrifice of sweet-smelling savor to him who required this declaration of his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. In Hebrews 13 we read, Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and forever and ever. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. In the natural, the loving care of the shepherd toward the sheep, I think is pretty much unmatched. It is a wonderful type. Their very lives are in the hands of those Him that leads them. There is no master but Christ. No shepherd but the good shepherd. All before him or after him are but thieves and robbers, seeking their own advantage and the pretext of serving the sheep. This shepherd truly loves the sheep and is able to save them, and will at last show his power and his kindness in gathering them from the dark mountains into his safe and loving fold, where they will hear his voice and live and rejoice in his presence forevermore. Thank you.